Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word comes to us today from the gospel that was read just a moment ago. It's Matthew chapter 3. And I'd just like to review the first couple of verses of this particular passage. It says, "Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?' But Jesus answered him, 'Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.'" This is God's word. Most of us have had the experience of taking some kind of test. It's hard to imagine going through our school system without ever taking a test, and when you think of it that way, you might feel you've taken more tests than you can count. Now, some tests are more important than others, and in some cases, an awful lot rides on one single test. I have vivid memories of two tests at the seminary level, a Greek exam that would determine if I got into the rest of the program, and a theological interview with two professors that determined if I got out. You can see the result, I suppose. You don't forget the feelings of those tests, do you? Even if you do forget some of the precise questions that you were asked over time. Now, during this church year season of Epiphany, we rapidly fast forward through the life of our Lord Jesus, and this is because the Gospels are nearly silent when it comes to Jesus' childhood and formative years. So, when we meet Jesus in today's Gospel lesson, he's a fully grown man, ready to step into his role as the anointed Savior. And you probably know that as Savior, he's come to offer his life as a sacrificial payment for sin. That's essential to the good news of the Bible. However, in order to make that payment, there is a test. There's a test for Jesus to take. It's the most important test of all time. And I say that without exaggeration. What is the test? Jesus talks about it with John the Baptist in today's reading from Matthew. When John hesitates to baptize Jesus, our Lord responds, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting to fulfill all righteousness." What did Jesus mean? Fulfilling all righteousness meant, at least in part, that a test had to be taken. It was a test that had never been passed in the history of humanity. The test? Live by God's law, keep it perfectly in both spirit and letter. In other words, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself all the time, every time, no exceptions. No one had ever come near to passing that test. Jesus' mission depended on him not only passing the test, but acing it. Now, do you see how incredible this is? The test everyone else had ever failed, Jesus is supposed to come and pass with flying colors, get an A+, 100% grade, fulfill all righteousness. And according to Jesus, this also involves a baptism. But why? Why the perfect score and why the baptism? Well, the answer is phenomenal. The answer is that Jesus came to do things he didn't have to do for people like us who couldn't do them. Again, Jesus came to do things that he did not have to do for people like you and me who could not do them. And when we talk about the good news of the Bible, this is exactly what we mean. In other words, if you've really tried to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, you know why this is of crucial importance. If you have tried sincerely to keep the commandments of God, to put Him first in all things, to remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, and not killing or stealing or committing adultery or destroying your neighbor's reputation with lies, you know what your score is. And I know what mine is, too. It's a test I can't pass. And if I can't pass it, the way to God is blocked. But seeing our helpless condition, Jesus came into the world to do the things we could not. He came to fulfill all righteousness, to take the test and ace it. But not for himself. Do you understand? He was taking the test for you. He was your substitute test taker. He created a perfect record, not for himself. He had no need of it. He was God from the beginning. But the perfect record he created is for us. The perfect grade he earned, the perfect grade that goes into your file, comes from Him. It's credited to your account. God the Father sees you through the same lens that He sees His Son. And do you realize how this is credited to your account? Again, Jesus came to do things He didn't have to do for people like you and I who could not do them. So Jesus did not have to be baptized for His forgiveness. There was no need for him to repent. There was no sin that he needed to turn away from. But what was needed was a delivery system, a way to transmit his perfect record to individual people, a way to convey the credit of his perfect score. And that way was and is baptism. In baptism, a person who cannot pass the test of law is covered with the perfection of Jesus, the law fulfiller. The baptized are draped in a spiritual robe bought and paid for by Jesus' perfect performance. And by the way, this is the truth behind the tradition of dressing a baptized person in a white garment. In some cases, that garment's been kept in the family for generations, a beautiful outward sign of the spiritual reality that the baptized have been clothed with the purity and perfection of Jesus, God's own Son and our Savior. And right here is the mystery and wonder of God's love on full display, because Jesus took His perfectly fulfilled righteousness and made an exchange. On the cross, He was treated as if He utterly failed the test. He took that from you and me to satisfy divine justice. And in the exchange, He gave you all the benefits of His perfect record so that you are treated as if you aced the test. When the full impact of that breaks into the heart and mind of a person, it's the ultimate relief. It is the greatest good news because all pressure is released. Life with God becomes a joy, not something to run away from, not something to fear, something to lean into. In fact, the believer's eyes are opened to see how backwards humanity looks at religion. It's just this simple. Human religion says, save yourself. The way of Jesus says, you can't. But Jesus can. And Jesus does. By doing what He didn't have to do for people like us who cannot, to fulfill all righteousness, He submitted to baptism so that a connection to you could be created, a baptismal connection by which He makes this exchange. He takes your sin, gives you His righteousness. Take this to heart, you who are baptized. By faith today, you can take Jesus by the hand and stand with Him in the water and hear the Father's voice saying to both of you, you are My beloved child. I am well pleased with you. Period. Believe it. Believe it with all your heart. All the time, every time you're tested, you are beloved of the Father and well pleasing to Him because everything that is true of His Son is now true of you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.